Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Wickman. And you know what? This week, we're going to put a break on everything. We're going to stop and we're going to talk to Chad Clifton, who he's the man. He's the legend behind Power Breaks. I think I'm making too much out of this. Am I?
No, it's a big deal. It's a big deal.
It makes a world of difference. We'll get to that. But some people have never heard the story of how you've come up with this. And I thought this is the greatest way to start this show is for you to tell your story of how it all began.
Yeah. I hired a fishing guide to learn live scope.
Uh-huh.
And we was a really great guy. We're scoping these fish and he's turning his trolling motor around backwards to stop.
Uh-huh.
Scaring the fish away. And he's telling me about some people are starting to put trolling motors on the back of boats for breaks. And I'm like,
right.
That's crazy. And then I hired him again to go fishing with him to teach me a little bit more about live scope. And he had trolling motors then. And they were pretty awesome. So I put them on my boat. And these are the screw-on transom mount brakes.
Yeah, just
regular canoe motors, you know.
Right.
And so you got to get down on your knees and mess with them all the time. And my knees are too bad to do that. So I was like, you know, I'll build me some arms that'll carry these motors. And and I did. And we call them the Frankenstein set. I still have them in my shop.
Oh, that's cool.
They looked horrible, but they worked great.
Right. And
everybody at the ramp, you know, my local ramper on Eufaula in Oklahoma, they're like, oh, man, these are great. Can you make me some? I was like, I really don't want another job. You know, I've got two businesses already. And an older gentleman, it was in February, an older gentleman fell in adjusting his transom mount trolling motor.
Uh-huh.
About killed him.
Wow.
And I was like, you know, I'll go ahead and build you a set. But I'm going to charge you for them. I'm going to sell them to you. He said, that's fine. Whatever. So I built a set. I was like, no, these ain't. I can't sell these. You know, these look horrible. So I bought a new drill press and trying to make them better. And they kept getting better and better. I just kept buying better and better equipment to build these things with. Pretty soon, I've got a lot of money invested in tools to build one set of brakes.
Right.
So I was like, well, we're gonna have to sell a bunch of these. So we started Power Brakes.
Is your background in mechanical engineering or whatever, construction or
by trade? I'm a tube welder, a pipe welder.
Now it's falling into place.
And so most welders can build about anything,
right?
And so we and then I had a building company for 23 years. So we're just used to building stuff anyway and fixing problems. That's all we do is fix problems.
Right.
And the brakes were a problem, so we fixed it. And we got in connect. We started working with a few guides around the country.
Right.
To help me design these because I didn't know what we needed. I knew what I needed.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know what you needed.
Right. And
so we had half a dozen guides probably that I sent brakes to, said, help me, tell me what I need. You know, tear these up, fish with them, beat them up, tell me what I need to fix. And they did. They really tore them up, and I'd fix it and send them back. They'd tear it up again. I'd fix them, send them back. And kept changing stuff and buying more equipment and changing stuff. Pretty soon, they quit sending them back. So I was getting close.
Right.
And
good sign.
Right. And so I let them run them for another 3 or 4 months with no problems. So I called every one of them and said, hey, are we ready? You know, I need to start selling these.
Right.
They said, yeah, they're ready. So we started selling. We launched them on a website. And, man, our growth has been just astronomical. We've really dominated in the crappie world. We're up in the walleye world now up north.
Uh-huh.
The walleye guys are... they're not 100% on board yet. We're starting to pick up the key players up there.
And
everybody's starting to look at them now. And 2 years ago, we picked up Justin Hamner.
Right.
And
yep.
I didn't know him. I was like, yeah, we'll give him a shot. You know, we'll get him on right. the bass guy's boat.
Uh-huh.
And he made the Classic that year.
Yes, he did.
And then he won the Classic.
That was the Classic in Tulsa, yeah.
Yeah, and uh-huh. that was really
the hammer turned
us.
Out to be a hammer.
He was truly a hammer.
Oh, yes.
And great guy.
Oh, yeah.
Really fun to work with.
Uh-huh.
And
he probably had some insights to stuff he wanted changed, right?
Yeah, he seems like. That was my first version of the Sidekick that we have, our power pole mounted brakes. Uh-huh. And we built it real quick. We fixed a lot wow. of problems from other manufacturers had.
Uh-huh.
And we built it real quick and didn't really know that much about it. And then he run them. Several other guys was running them. And he won the Classic with them.
Yeah.
And then the Classic, or the Bassmasters banned us right after that. After
right.
that tournament. So he took them off. But we noticed some problems that we had while he was running them.
Right.
And so it really helped us out. So we fixed all those problems, redesigned the whole system. And now MLF guys, they can still run brakes.
Yes.
And last year we had Drew Gill and Matt Becker running them. And they absolutely love them.
Yeah. Drew Gill happens to be a phenomenal angler, yeah, I mean, too.
He's one of the
hammer.
Of the
it sounds like your pro staff is yeah. loaded,
yeah,
like really loaded.
And so this year, all the pros are rigging their boats out this year.
Uh-huh.
And I get a call out of the blue, and it's Dustin Connell.
Wow.
And I'm like, wow, this is awesome. You know, I'm a yeah. big fan and all this stuff. I'm like, you sound like you're stupid. Quit. You know, I'm starstruck. You know, I'm
yeah.
starstruck. And so we have a good talk, and he tells me that Jacob Wheeler's running brakes, and
right.
he said, so we're all going to jump on the bandwagon, and we picked up,
wow.
you know, Jacob Wheeler. He did his boat reveal, and he's uh-huh. got our brakes on there.
Yeah.
I never wow. have talked to him. He's just a customer. He bought the brakes and put them on his boat, which that speaks a lot of what
yes.
to us.
Yes.
And then we got, you know, obviously Dustin Connell, Matt Becker still running them,
uh-huh.
Drew Gill, Edwin Evers is running them, Adrian Avina, Justin Lucas. There's some more. I'm learning the bass guys. I don't know
right.
bass very well, but I'm learning
right.
them.
You're stacked. Don't worry about it.
It's
you're
very
stacked.
Good. We're very excited for this year. The bass guys are going to go nuts this year.
Yeah. But in response to having bass guys, you talked about walleye guys and how they're presenting. So you're putting them on, and we're going to break away, so let's just visit about. They're using more V-bottom boats, some of them, or some yeah. of the fiberglass V-bottom boats. So. Yeah. Have you had to change the amount of thrust on your brakes? Have you changed the brakes because or made them more special for these people that are running those big deep V boats or the heavy boats?
Our skeleton hasn't changed. Our system's
right.
still the same. It was strong enough to handle the bigger motors.
Right.
We just put bigger motors on the walleyes on the
and
big
what,
boats.
What do they usually run?
They'll run 50-pound motors.
50-pound?
Dual 50s.
Uh-huh.
And most of the bass guys will be at 40s.
40s?
And, yeah.
And were the crappie guys running 40s too?
Yeah, a lot of 40s and a lot of 30s.
Uh-huh.
So.
Is there a price, like, a little bit about the price point difference between, I mean, is it a big step between 30 and 40 or just like a small step? Just depends what you want.
Yeah, I forgot, but it's like $150 difference.
Oh, all right. So it's not really.
It's just the motors all that's different.
Uh-huh.
Everything else the same. We have, we're the only system out there with a breakaway system.
Yes.
And
talk about that, because that's different. Very important, because people think, well, I'm just going to break it if it gets on my boat.
Right. And we didn't have a breakaway system when we started with all those guides, you know.
Really?
And they just kept breaking and breaking. I was like, all right, I'm going to fix that.
So, right.
So we did. We designed a breakaway system on them. And real simple design, easy to use. And every time you replace a breakaway pin, you save $300, you know.
Yeah.
And, wow. And you're still fishing.
Uh-huh.
I had no idea that we would start relying on our brakes as much as we do.
Uh-huh.
If for some reason a brake goes down and they don't have brakes, they quit fishing. It's just like their live scope went out.
Right.
They're relying on them so much. I had no idea that they would do that, become right. That important.
They're pretty important.
They're
and the number of fish you can catch, I think what really stands out is the difference of people without is the number of fish you can catch and how fast you can catch the fish because you're not positioning your boat. And basically that's what breaks are. They're positioning your boat so you can make the proper presentation.
Right. And especially for a guide.
Uh-huh.
I think it was Jerry Hancock was saying that he had a battery go down or something.
Right.
There was something on one of his trips that he lost his brakes.
And, right.
And his trip, a normal trip that would take 3 hours to get limits.
Right.
Took him like 5 hours to get limits.
Wow.
He said, this is horrible. You know.
Yeah. Like it makes it a lot tougher.
You know, those guys, they want to get out there and just overload their clients with fish, you know, make them have the best time in the world. And when you have to stretch that out hours and hours to get the same amount of fish, they don't give them the same effect of being, wow, this is amazing, you know.
Uh-huh.
So the guides really rely on the fish or the brakes.
Right. So people are thinking, brakes in the back, how do they operate? So explain to them how they work. What do they come with? Like explain, what do they come with, and is there any accessories or stuff that they have to get?
Yeah. So on our Game Changer model, that's the model that's our manual deploy.
Right.
We have several different mounting options, configurations. If you have a jack plate, we have a jack plate mount that bolts to the side of your jack plate.
Uh-huh.
It adapts to where you bolt your arms to. If you don't have a jack plate, which most of the small crappie boats don't have a jack plate.
Right.
We have a sandwich mount that'll mount between the engine and the transom.
Uh-huh.
And then we can adapt that to mount our brakes to.
Right.
If you have talons, we have a mount that mounts next to talons.
Right.
We haven't found a boat yet that we can't mount to.
Right.
Sometimes we have to build a custom mount for somebody, but we've pretty much got them dialed down now to where I think we have 6 different mounts.
Right.
And most boats with those 6 covers everything.
All right, so it comes with a mount, depending on which one you decide that you want. But people want to know how we turn it on, how we turn it off.
Yeah.
Something. What? How does that work?
So we use a relay system.
Okay.
We keep everything in the back of the boat. So we have a relay system and a breaker mounted on a plate, and everything wires to that relay. So and we're only running 2 amps through our foot switch. So you have one wire or one cable running all the way to the front that powers our stomp switches.
Right.
And we have forward and reverse stomp switches. So you got one button that's brakes or reverse.
Uh-huh.
And the other button is a forward motion. It's not a forward drive because we're reversing the polarity and the prop's spinning backwards. So it's not 100% power going forward. It's probably about 60 to 70% power.
Uh-huh.
So we call it the nudge.
Right.
Like if you're dock fishing and you're parallel to the dock and you need to move up to the next slip,
right?
You can keep your live scope pointed in the dock and just hit that button and just kind of move forward to the next slip. So it's a pretty good deal. It's not a drive. A lot of people think you control with it, but it's not designed for that.
Right.
It's just a nudge. So it comes with the 2 foot switches and all the wiring that you need to get all the way back to the relay. And one thing that's new to our system now is our quick connect system for our trolling motors.
Uh-huh.
We designed a way to mount a plug on top of the motors so we don't have any wires coming out of the motors.
Right.
It's totally sealed up. It's a really good system. The wire that feeds the motors plugs into the top. And everybody just raves about how much they love that, because now they can keep a spare motor in their rod box if they wanted. They can change a motor out on the water and not have to rewire nothing. They just unplug it, unbolt it, slide a new one in. And or some of the bass guys that fish the MLF and the Bassmasters tournaments. Bassmasters won't allow brakes, but MLF will. So they can just pop them right off and fish.
Just be ready, be legal.
Yeah, they can be legal to fish. That way. And a lot of the colleges love it because they fish both trails, you know,
right.
in college. So they can have brakes on one and not on the other. So they just unplug them.
So I have a question. When you first, like you first got them going, what was your best day? Like, what do you remember your first day? You went out there with the brakes and you installed them and you were like, you know, this is going to be awesome. And it just turned out awesome.
Yeah. There's a little learning curve. If you're already.
Was there a day though that stuck out in your mind? Maybe you caught, you know, you caught all these fish and it was like, you know, I couldn't go wrong because I was able to control my boat.
Yeah. The first day that I fished in the wind with them, I got an older Triton fiberglass boat.
Right.
Wave slap is really bad. And I just.
Flat boat.
Yeah. Spooks the fish. So I was like, man, I got brakes. So I turned around and fished with the wind. I didn't have any wave slap no more. I could control my drift with the brakes. I saved my front trolling motor batteries. Didn't have to use them much.
Right.
We're just going into this cove with the wind to our back. No boat slap. We could hold on a tree and just sit there and bump the brakes, stay off the tree and catch all the fish.
Right.
And my partner that was with me, he just like, this is unbelievable. But I really don't have the wow moment story because once I started this project, I've almost quit fishing.
Oh.
Because I'm too busy.
Yeah. Well, you need to go back and have some wow. You know, the next time Drew Gill or Jacob Wheeler or DC says, you know, I'd like to visit with you a second, say, that's fine. Where are you at? What ramp?
Right. I hear all the wow stories. Every day a customer calls me and says, unbelievable. You know, they're just, I met a lot of people here that are customers. Some people come here just because they knew I was here this weekend to talk to me about after they put their brakes on and what they've accomplished.
I can believe that.
It's been overwhelming. This is the funnest business I've ever had. I've had a bunch of them.
Yeah.
And I'm down to this one. This is my only one now.
Well, there you go.
So I'm totally committed. It's been really fun. The growth that we've had has just been phenomenal.
I can see where like walleye fishing and stuff, it's going to fit right in once it's always like whoever does it first and wins something, all of a sudden it's like an avalanche of stuff just like pours in.
Yeah. The walleye guys. So I sold a set of brakes to a guy in Wisconsin a couple of years ago. And I was like, wow, this is a Wisconsin. I didn't know they had crappie.
You know? Right. Yeah.
So I let him have them for, 3 or 4 months. And then I called him to check on him and he's like, wow, I don't understand why you called me. I said, well, you're my only Wisconsin customer. I wanted to see how you're doing. And he was really impressed with that. And he said, well, I fish walleye. I'm like, wow. So we got to become friends. And, last year he calls me in August and says, hey, I really want you to come up here and fish with me to show you how we use your brakes. And it's August. It's hot. I'm in Oklahoma at 120 degrees. So I'll be up there next week. So I jumped on a plane and went to Green Bay. And he took me out on Lake Michigan. So that's a bucket list trip for me anyway.
Right.
And he's in this big old Yaris walleye boat. And the waves are just, it's like in the ocean. When we have wind, you know, we have little bitty waves.
Right. Not they, like what they got.
When they don't have any wind, they still got huge waves, you know. And I'm like, man, I don't know if I can handle this. And he was so excited because it was, he said, it's never this calm. I'm like, never this calm?
You're from Oklahoma and you got wind all the time.
Yeah. I was like, golly, I couldn't stand on the deck.
Jeez.
I told him, I said, Joe, I said, we've been sitting down to fish for the last 3 or 4 years, and they stand up to fish. So I don't have my legs. You know, he's running all the way around the boat. You know, I'm like, golly. But anyway, he said, this is how we fish. They're live scoping these walleye, and they're fishing 100, 120 feet out with their graph, and they see one, and they start to slow down because they're traveling pretty fast.
Right.
And so they shut the boat down, and, you know, the wind might be pushing them into it, or the fish might be coming toward them.
Right.
But they have to stay 60 to 80 feet away from that fish or they'll never get a bite.
Uh-huh.
So they're using their brakes just to stay, to run from that fish, really. And,
wow.
And they're casting at it. Pretty soon they catch it. And they reel them up and go to the next one. And,
wow. Tell me you caught a good walleye up there with him.
We caught some good ones. We was really targeting 10-pound walleye.
Uh-huh.
We didn't quite get the 10-pound mark, but... I did catch my personal best smallmouth up there.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it was a 5.8.
Wow.
And that's my very first cast on Lake Michigan.
What? So, your first cast?
First cast.
Dang. And that's a good way to start.
It ripped me. So I went back and sat back by the windshields and hang on, you know. But, they fish so different than crappie guys. They're more in line with bass guys, I would say. But but they need bigger... tougher equipment.
It's rough up there.
It is rough, and
every day
he run the game changer, the manual system, for a year and a half or so. No problems at all.
All right.
And then he switched on his new boat. He just rigged up. He went to power poles, and he's running our Sidekick now with 50s on it. And that's what everybody's running up there, is the power pole ones with 50s mainly.
That's big water. It's 350 miles from one side of Lake Erie to the other side of Lake Erie. So it's long.
And on those 50-pound, the bigger motors, we build those motors with stainless steel shafts instead of the composite shafts.
Right.
Just to make them just a little bit more tough.
Tough. All right. Well, that takes us to Tackle Time. Tackle Time sponsored by Pico Lures. Pico Lures, of course, has a complete line of hard and soft baits. So... if you're out there catching walleye, or you're out there catching crappie, or you're doing any of that, and you're using your power brakes to get on those fish, just go out and check what Pico Lures has. It's also sponsored by B&M Poles. Of course, if you're long poling with those Black Diamonds or any of the Diamond Series rods, and you're crappie fishing, and you're one poling and dropping it down, and you're looking for boat control... I'm going to say
it's the power brakes.
It's the power brakes, because that'll work good. But anyway, you can check them out. They got a whole line. They got everything. You can trout, catfish, crappie, brim. They got rods for everything. Check them out at bnmpole.com. Chad, do you want to check out more about your brakes? Where can they go and find out?
It is mypowerbrakes.com. And we have a really good social media presence under Power Brakes. There's a lot of promoters that promote the brakes. Tommy Zell's a big one.
Yep, in Texas.
I think all the Texas guys run Power Brakes, and they're kind of the extreme on the other side of the waters. Everything in the waters in Texas and Louisiana wants to hurt you.
Right,
all the sticks and thorns and stuff.
Yes.
And... so they all use my stuff, and they just, it's phenomenal down there.
All right. There you go. There you have it. Like I always like to end the show, make sure you keep your hook sharp, your lures in the water.